Hello everyone, and welcome to the Wanna Talk K-Pop podcast. I'm your host, Nina McCreary, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Leah Stark. On this podcast, we will talk about all of our thoughts and opinions on anything and everything K-pop. Make sure to leave good reviews and recommend this podcast to your family and friends. I would greatly appreciate it.
Hello.
It's been a while.
It has.
I looked back and our last episode was in July.
Wow.
Which is not that long ago, honestly, if you think about it, only 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, to some, that might be like a very long time, but it's not really.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hello. We do apologize for the amount of time we've been gone. We've been working on quite a few things.
So
we've been busy. So we finally get the time to record an episode. And a lot in the K-pop world has been going on since then.
Yeah.
So I guess before we talk about our topic for today, which is albums.
Woohoo!
Let's get into what we've been listening to, Leah.
So I really like ITZY's new album and their song "Swipe." I've been listening to a lot.
ITZY is just—they're so good.
Yeah, I love it. Loco's good too, but I think I like "Swipe" just a little bit more.
Swipe should have been.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it wasn't because it's much more ITZY than...
Well, no, because here's the thing. Loco is ITZY, but I don't know. I feel like it's just not like the other title tracks.
No, I don't think so.
Like, yeah, it's good, but I feel like it's not catchy enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I feel like Swipe... In my opinion, I think Swipe gets talked about more. So, I don't know. I mean, if you like Loco, that's fine. I don't think it's terrible.
Yeah, I like it.
Is it my favorite ITZY title track? No.
No.
But is it good? Yeah. I prefer Not Sean. That's my favorite title track.
I think that would be my favorite one for them, too.
Or, I mean, I do like Mafia in the Morning.
Yeah.
So. All right, so.
How about for you? What have you been listening to?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of things. I have a playlist on YouTube Music because I went from using Spotify to using YouTube Music. In my opinion, it's a much better music platform to use. And I just listened to it on Shuffle. So, I've been listening to a lot of K-pop, and I've also been taking a break from K-pop, too, listening to other music, because why not? But a song that I do love a lot right now is Outsider by BTOB. Amazing. It's very catchy. And the sound is just very addictive. Like, I don't know how else to describe it, but it's very good. But I've been listening to a lot. I've been listening to old K-pop, new K-pop, you know.
Yeah.
All different types of stuff. Mainly girl groups. Mainly girl groups. A lot of Momoland, for sure. So, yeah. That's what I've been listening to. I think we should get into our topic for today.
Sure.
So we're going to be talking about albums and what we like about them, what we don't like about them, what we'd like to see in albums, how K-pop albums are different from Western albums, because there is a huge difference. And I'm not saying that, like, K-pop albums are better, but they kind of are. I have noticed that most, if not all, Western albums are just the jewel cases, which I hate with a burning passion because they break very easily, and there's just not a lot there, like, package-wise. K-pop albums are so unique in the fact of how they're packaged. I mean, you're getting a book.
Mm.
You're getting a book with pictures that you'll only be able to see in the book. You get photo cards, which for some reason, to me, when I became a K-pop stan, that was like the holy grail to me.
Mm.
I don't know why. I just thought they were so cool. I'm like, you get these like little trading cards? What? That's awesome. And you know, sometimes you get extra stuff, like other types of like little freebie things and whatnot. And it comes with a poster. I, as of right now, only own one jewel case album, and it's also my only Western album that I have, and that's Pentatonix's Christmas album.
Hmm.
Also, I find it funny how he's saying Western. Like, I feel like some people would think that I'm like talking about like country music. Western. What I mean by that is like American style packaging.
Yeah.
Or anything just, I guess, anything just outside of K-pop, because I don't know if any other, like,
I don't know.
Places do that? I don't know.
I haven't bought a, like, physical CD in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, Western pop music or Western music. I feel like vinyls are making a comeback, and
yes.
I feel like they have a little bit more to them.
Vinyls are cool.
Because like the sleeve is, there's more artwork and stuff.
I saw a Blackpink vinyl the other day at Target.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's for the album.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Their only album, right?
Yeah, their only full album. Speaking of their only album, there are lots of groups who don't have full albums yet.
Do they still make albums for their mini albums?
Yeah, they make mini albums or like EPs or whatever you want to call them. But there's certain groups that just have not had a full album yet.
Who hasn't had a full album?
I think CLC's one, but
wow.
I don't know. Cube does not treat CLC properly.
Yeah.
So, listen, anytime I get the chance to try your company.
Yeah. Do they make, like, yeah, so the mini albums have, like, all of this stuff with it, but,
yeah.
Which is also kind of cool, too. So I have that. I just won the Boys Stealer mini album in a raffle, and there was a lot to it.
Oh, yeah.
So there's only 5 songs on the album. There's a whole book of pictures, which is nice.
We lived through it. I was the one who got Leah her first K-pop album not too long ago. I think it was in March. I could be wrong. Me and my parents went to Chicago, and we went to the K-pop store they have in Chinatown. And I had the idea of, I'm getting albums for me, but I have to bring one back for Leah because she needs one. She needs one. So I got her ITZY's album with Not Shy on it. I can't remember what it's called. But that's what started it. And then she got the Boys. So I have a feeling.
Oh, now I've got 2.
I have a feeling that you're just going to have a bunch of albums. And
oh boy.
It's like a good thing and a bad thing all at the same time. Because it's a good thing because it's like a thing to collect, you know? I have this set and this and this. But also, then you'll have no money.
Right.
Which is the not fun part of it, so.
Yeah.
But in the end, it is.
I feel like it's worth it just because you do get so much stuff. And it's cool. And, like, getting a poster and, like, a whole book of pictures I think is really neat. And, like, the Stealer album had that cool – there was, like, a – It was like What the Boys Does to Steal Your Heart, and it had this little turny thing,
oh,
and
yeah, that was
they
so
each
cute.
Gave answers, so it was like an interactive
that
kind
was
of
really
thing.
Cute, and I've never seen anything like that before, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, I love seeing the way groups come up with new stuff to be like innovative, because I'm sure it's kind of competitive on their end to have like an album that their fans will really enjoy, or that is
yes.
cool, or for them they think is really worth the money, not just because it's a group they love.
Mm-hmm.
So
you want to make it worth buying, because there are some albums, sorry, there are some albums that I regret buying.
Oh no.
Or regret that I own. I have, since last counted, I think I have 27 albums.
Wow.
Which is hilarious, because when I first became a K-pop stan back in 2018, the first album I ever got was Love Yourself Answer. And then I was like, I'm going to buy Map of the Soul Persona when it drops, and then I'm going to stop it there. And then I got Fancy, and then I got Red Velvet's Red Festival, and then I got Monsta X, and then it just kept going on. And now I'm almost to 30 albums. So... And I plan on getting more. I do plan on getting more. But I'm at this point where I'm like, I only get ones that I know I'll want.
Mm.
Really, the only two I think I regret having is, BTS World soundtrack. That was actually a gift to me from my mom, and I like it, but it's a soundtrack of, like, instrumentals for the game. I mean, you've got the three collabs with Charlie XCX, Zara Larsson, and Juice WRLD, which are very great songs. I love them. And then you've also got Heartbeat, which is also a very good song. But the rest are just instrumental tracks. So, the photo cards were cute. The poster was cute. The stuff that came with it was good, but, like, I guess the album overall was, like, meh. And then also Stray Kids' Yellowwood, Clay 2 Yellowwood. It was the only Stray Kids album that I could get, because I got it, after stores started opening back up again, and I have to rely off of FYE for my K-pop albums because I live in Indiana and there's like no K-pop stuff here. So they like totally sold out of albums, I guess, after they reopened, and that was the only album they had at the time of a group that I liked. And that was within my budget. So I, of course, got it. And it's just all right. It's also an older Stray Kids album. I usually prefer the newer ones. So, yeah. I think the only thing I liked about it was the photo cards, really. It didn't even come with a poster, which is fine, because I already have a Stray Kids poster. But it didn't come with a poster. Like, what? So, unless only certain versions come with them, because my Twice album also didn't come with a poster. My ITZY album didn't come with a poster. My GOT7 one did, but I got that from a friend, and so I don't know if, like, the poster was, like, she bought it separate or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. So... I would have to say, other than the posters, I think JYP has maybe my favorite style of packaging. Maybe. It varies, but I think they stay pretty consistent.
Okay.
And then, like, I guess another type of packaging I like, I really like albums that are, like, boxes. Where it's, like, you, like, fold it open because there's like a little magnet or whatever, and then you open it up, because all the goodies that come in it will stay in the box. Now, I guess a good example would be like Blackpink's the album. And then Map of the Soul Persona. Why not? Blackpink's album is a box, and it's quite a deep box, too. So a lot of stuff fits in it, the photo book, the photo cards, everything, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have Persona, which once you take the plastic off, it's just open book. There's no, like, sleeve or anything on it. It's just open, and stuff will fall out. Mm-hmm. And I hate it. So I really do prefer the box style of album. I know because you only have two albums, but based off of what you've seen,
what
did you think?
Yes, I've seen your Blackpink album, and I like that too, because I don't like, especially with the photo cards, they can easily fall out.
Yeah.
In the boys' album, they did have little slits in the side.
I could not believe that.
To put them
when
in.
When we looked at it, I was like, that is the like coolest thing I've ever seen. Like, if you're going to have an open book style album, have little like slots or sleeves, whatever, to put them in.
Yeah,
I thought that was so
I liked it
cute,
because it's basically like a kind of like a folder, and then the photos book was like free, so that kind of falls out. But yeah, there were like pockets on the side of this like thicker plastic outside. Yeah. So I like that a lot.
It was a very good quality album.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
But I do, it's like the size of a regular notebook, and I kind of like the ones that are a little, like the Not Shy, the ITZY one is a little smaller.
They fit a little easier.
Yeah. Or like the box is, you know, smaller, sort of.
Yeah, I like how they fit on my shelf, so.
My favorite one, though, that I've seen is the TXT one that you have that has a little – it's like a diary.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
And there's a lock on it.
I actually have a love-hate relationship with this one.
Really?
Because while it is very cute and creative to have it look like a diary with a little lock, it's very awkward to put on a shelf.
Ah.
Because of the lock. So it doesn't lay like right up against the wall because of the lock. And then my dad like somehow attached the keys to like a little piece of wire or whatever to put on the lock, so you know I don't lose the keys.
Right.
So then that adds on to like the bulkiness, if you will. So it doesn't lay right up against the wall, and also the shape is very weird, so I don't know. I do like it a lot. It's very cute, but storing it is
like not practical.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, you know. So all right, how about favorite album art, or like not necessarily like the shape of it, but like the art on
like concept, kind of. Oh, okay.
I have a few, but one of them is Red Velvet's Red Festival. Not a specific one. I like them all. I do really like Day 2, but I love all the concept photos for the festival, so.
I really like the Persona era album.
Yeah, those look good.
And then
they're like very simple but very cute.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. I like the Not Shy era also for ITZY. I really like that book of pictures and the poster.
Oh, speaking of ITZY, Icy.
Oh, that's a good book.
Such a pretty album. So pretty.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who else I've seen. I don't know. Nothing else. Well, I think the TXT with Blue Hour, that like magical. Although I'm curious to see what the, I don't know what the album for their latest stuff, Chaos Chapter, looks like.
I can pull it up.
Because I think that might be.
Oh, Well, because then you have the Chaos chapter, and then you have the repackage.
Right.
So I'm just gonna pull up.
Oh, talk about more money when they repackage stuff, and if you want to buy all of it.
In my opinion, I think that's kind of unnecessary, unless you know you've got you know more songs on it and stuff like that. Because in that case, I'll just buy the repackage. I won't buy both.
Yeah.
I'll buy the one with
all the songs.
More songs. Yeah. On it. Yeah. So if we pull up TXT Chaos Chapter. Oh, here we go. So, I don't know how well you can see that, but that's kind of what it looks like. It's like an X.
Yeah.
Like a blue X with a heart in the middle. And then the Fight or Escape, which is the repackage, is very similar, but it's a pink X.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that packaging looks cooler. But
I wonder how they put it all together.
Yeah, me too. So let's see. I guess what's your favorite album? Not one that you own, but just a favorite album. Because I know which one it is.
I would say overall, Blackpink's the album.
It is good.
I like all the songs. I don't listen to it as much now, but when it came out,
what's your favorite song?
I was listening all to it. I can't think of the name.
It's been a while since I've listened to it
too. All I can hear is Pretty Savage in my brain, but that's not that's not what I wanted to pick. Crazy.
Oh.
Crazy Over You.
Crazy
For You?
Crazy Over You. I think that's what it is.
I like that one a lot. Yeah.
That one's good. I personally really love You'll Never Know.
Ah.
It's so pretty.
That is pretty.
So pretty. One of mine, and you'll agree, is the All About Love album. I know it's technically like an all English album, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I literally, that album is a masterpiece.
I love that album too.
I feel like, in my opinion, it doesn't matter if you like Monsta X or not, you should love that album.
It's really good, yeah.
It's so good. Like, oh, I can't. It's just masterpiece. Just chef's kiss. Amazing. There's only like one song on there that I really don't care for, and I think that's Happy Without Me. But all the other songs are just amazing.
I really want the best for even they're not, it's just so catchy still.
Yeah. I also really love Treasure's first step, whatever it's called, their first album. That's great too.
A Map of the Soul 7 I really enjoyed.
Dark and Wild and Tear are hands down one of my favorite K-pop albums, BTS albums. Like, that was my goal, to own both those albums, and I do. Literally love those albums so much. Like, every song on Tear, amazing. Every song on Dark and Wild, amazing.
Yeah.
My favorite on Dark and Wild is Second Grade. And my favorite on Tear is either Paradise or Love Maves. I also really like Look Here from Dark Knight.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Amazing albums. So, let's see here. What else is there about K-pop albums that we could talk about?
Do you have a favorite one that you own?
Oh, I like my children. I can't pick one. I know which one it will be. No. Honestly, probably Dark and Wild.
Mm.
Well, I also like, oh, I completely forgot I own this album. I also like, whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called, but it's Twice album with I Can't Stop Me. I can't remember what the album's called, but I don't know how people can remember what the names of the albums are called.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue.
I can't remember.
One up, no.
I literally.
It's really gonna bother me if I don't look it
up. Yeah, look it up because I cannot remember.
That's a great album to listen to, like all the way through. Also.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I also really like Fatal Love as well.
So good.
And One of a Kind album. Really just any Monsta X album. Amazing. Their discography.
So good.
Immaculate.
Eyes Wide Open is the twice.
Eyes album. Wide Open, that's what it's called. I was like, something open. Was it, what is it called? Open something. Oh man. I only own two Twice albums and they're like one of my favorite albums. So.
What other Twice albums would you get?
I don't know. Probably the one with Alcohol Free on it, because it's just so gorgeous.
I was thinking about that one too. I bet it would look amazing. Taste of Love.
Taste of Love. Oh.
That also has really good.
I haven't listened to
songs
that
on it.
Album.
Ooh.
I need to.
SOS is like was my favorite summer song.
Nice. I would also get, I would probably get Along With Cheer Up on it because it's got my favorite B-side, which is Touchdown. Or Dance the Night Away.
Summer Nights.
Summer Nights, yeah.
Oh, and that has Chillax as well.
Oh, Chillax is such a good B-side. If you haven't already, please go listen to Twice's discography.
They have,
in my opinion, other than Red Velvet, one of the best female group discographies.
Also, all of my favorite Japanese.
Yes!
I like,
oh my gosh,
all of their Japanese
I'm
releases.
Not one for Japanese songs. No hate.
Well, like by girl groups or by K-pop groups,
just K-pop
doing a
Japanese songs. I mean, I'm also not really huge into Japanese music is cool, but I'm not like how I am with K-pop.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And really, the only Japanese music I listen to is baby metal, so just not pop at all. But no, Twice's Japanese songs are the best I've ever heard.
Especially this year, Better and Kura Kura and
my gosh.
Perfect
Better,
World.
Better is literally one of my favorite Twice songs.
It's so good. Well, and they have other ones that I didn't know, like, I didn't realize they were the Japanese releases, like BDZ.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I was like, oh, that's one of their Japanese songs. And they had
another
one.
Korean versions of their Japanese songs.
That's
too.
True.
Also, if you love Twice and don't like I don't want to talk to you.
That was my other favorite.
Because that is literally one of the best Twice songs ever.
So good.
Also,
I love the music video.
That's another one of their Japanese songs.
I don't think I know that
one. Oh, so good. So good.
I'm trying to think. Oh, is it Fake and True?
Fake
is that a Japanese one?
Yeah, Fake and True is... All right. I mean, it's still good, but
Love Fanfare.
So cute, the video.
Very cute.
Obviously, Candy Pop has a very special place in my
Candy
heart.
Candy Pop, yes.
Candy Pop is that song, and you cannot tell me otherwise.
So good.
She is the moment. She really is.
So good.
So iconic. But no, Better is like up there with my favorite Twice songs.
Yeah. I feel the same way about Kura Kura.
I'm about to say something controversial.
Gasp.
Fancy is not high up on my list of favorite Twice songs.
Really?
So here's the thing. Fancy was my first ever Twice comeback. And yes, is it iconic? Yes, very much so. But is it my favorite?
Like album-wise or song?
Song-wise.
Song-wise, okay.
And we'll get back into that in just a moment.
No. So, sorry. My coffee machine's broken, so I don't have any coffee today.
Let me tell you, I did not get, like, any sleep at all last night. Like, literally, I fell asleep at, like, close to, like, 11:30-something, and then woke up at, like, 3 in the morning and couldn't go back to sleep. I don't think I fell back asleep until, like, 4:30-something like that. I never wake up in the middle of the night, like, ever. So I'm very tired. but also on top of the fact I had a dance class last night. I have 2 dance classes a week, although 1 currently because my other one I'm on fall break for it.
Okay.
But I have K-pop dance classes on Wednesday nights.
That's right.
And so I came home and I was tired, and then I couldn't fall asleep, and then fall asleep, wake up, can't go back to sleep again. It's so lovely because I needed it, but eventually I didn't fall back asleep, so.
That's good.
Anywho, off the topic of sleeping. So yeah, Fancy is not one of my top Twice songs. Like, I used to listen to it on repeat. Now I, like, barely even listen to it. I can't remember the last time I listened to Fancy.
Wow. Well, I mean, it happens, right?
I guess. I mean, I just feel like, I also feel like the hype for Fancy has gone down. Like, I feel like everyone was talking about it. Like, that was the song. And now I feel like I see no one talking about it. Is it iconic? Yes, very much so. But I guess not iconic enough to the point where people are still talking about it.
Well, they also have new stuff.
True. I do prefer the B-sides off that album. My favorite B-side off that album is Strawberry.
That's a good one.
So good.
Here's
a question. Do you prefer... I guess not just to Twice, but I guess when it comes to girl groups, because they're different from boy groups, do you prefer the B-sides or the title tracks? Usually.
For any group?
Yes, for any group, not just Twice specifically. And I know it can be different for different groups that you listen to, but just like the majority, I guess.
So I feel like if it's a group that I listen to more of their discography, mm-hmm. I tend to like B-sides better. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much it is because of, like, the title track. It's so much promotion stuff. I'm like, I get enough mm-hmm. of it, so then I'm more interested in the other stuff. But for groups that mm-hmm. I don't really listen to, like, the full discography, and I usually just like their title tracks.
Yeah.
And I don't like their B-sides as much.
Yeah.
I would say, like, you know, most of the time, that's how I feel. How about for you?
I'd say I listen to more B-sides just in general. With that goes with boy groups as well. I listen to more B-sides because, not because I want to be like that person that's like, oh, I listen to the B-sides, so I'm like better. No, I like B-sides because, in my opinion, I think sometimes they are better than the title track. Not that the, you know... Sometimes the title track is good, right? But also, sometimes it gets overhyped, and then you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's not as good as people make it out to be. Loco. I'm not shading ITZY. I love ITZY so much. But, you know.
Well, I think it's hard to...
Personal opinion.
The title tracks get, you know, basically all of the promotion, and they're played everywhere, which is... fine, but then it leads into that, like, is it just being hyped up, or is it actually
is it really that good?
Yeah.
No, I usually listen to B-sides more. Oh, I had something I was gonna ask and I forgot it. I literally forgot.
Okay, I was gonna ask earlier, so what we kind of talked about other albums we'd buy. Do you have like ones that are on your list? Like that I definitely want to get.
The One of a Kind album by Monstax. I would have gotten it when it came out, but it's selling at FYE for $40.
Yikes.
Which is too much for me. Now, here's the kicker, is that the day I went to go buy it, basically, later on that day, we went to Barnes & Noble, and they sold the same album for, like, $26, $27, so, like, half the price.
Wow.
Still was a little too much for me to buy, but I was like, how? Why? Huh? Like, you're asking for $40 plus my right arm just for this album. That's too much.
Yeah.
I paid for my first Monstax album at Target for $16 because it was on sale.
Ooh.
And maybe that's another reason why I love the All About Love album so much, is because I got it for cheap. I love a bargain. But no, I really want that album. I also really want the Chaos Chapter repackage.
Yeah.
Those are really like the two that I'm like, oh, I need those albums. I really can't think of any other ones. I mean, I do like Taste of Love. I would really like that one. But no, it's really a matter of if I come across one, it's like, oh, I like that one, and then I'll buy it. It's not like, oh, I'm specifically looking for this type of album. It's whatever I come across, and oh, well, it's a group I like, it's an album that I like, or it's a group I like, it's an album that I've heard briefly of. Maybe I can listen to the rest of it and see if I like it.
Sure.
Because there's a, and it might even still be there, a VAV album at FYE. VAV is one of my favorite boy groups. They're a little underrated, which is insane because they are very talented. And they've been around for a long time, so you can like, mm-hmm. go listen to their music. It's not like they're like brand new or something. But it's Thrilla Killa. It has Thrilla Killa, Senorita, and one other one that I know. But I hadn't listened to the other ones yet, so I was like, ooh, maybe I should get this one. But it was also $30. It's like, that's too much.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna pay over 30 for something K-pop, it'll probably be a light stick, even though I doubt there's one under like 50.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying that much for a book and two, maybe one, little pieces of cardboard with somebody's face on it.
Yeah.
I am not gonna pay, because I have been paying for most of my albums. I'm lucky that my parents also like K-pop, so sometimes they'll be like, hey, what album? There's an album that you want? Okay, next thing I know, they got it for me. And I'm like, you didn't have to do that, but thanks. But most albums that I own, I bought, I think, 11 out of, like, 27 that I have, I bought myself. So.
Wow.
Yeah, the rest were gifts.
Hmm.
Or my parents bought for me just because. So.
Nice.
I mean, that is a plus. You know, my mom's like, oh, the Mott 7 album came out. We have to go pre-order one. And I'm like thinking she's just going to get one for her. Nope, she ended up getting one for me. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. So I know not everyone's situation is like that. But I guess I'm lucky enough.
Well, hey, you paid it forward because she bought me my first album, so
yeah.
That was very nice. Yeah. I was so excited.
Well, because at first, like when I bought my Answer album, my mom's like, you're going to buy these albums yourself. You know, you want this thing, you got to buy it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then once my mom got into K-pop, now she's like, oh, so I'm going to be at Target. You want an NCT album? Which version do you want? Next thing I know, she comes home and has it. And I'm like, okay, you didn't have to, but thanks anyway. And she's even got herself her own little album collection. She only collects BTS at the moment, although she does have one Bobby album that was given to her for her birthday. But she has her own like BTS album collection because she wants to start from the beginning and go up to now, which I think most people do. I don't think there are a whole lot of people like me that are just like pick out random albums. You don't have to necessarily like finish out the collection or the series, you know?
Right.
Although it is satisfying to look on her shelf them all in order. It's really satisfying. Not me, though. Not mine, no. I just have it in size order. So they look very out of place almost, but not really. It's satisfying to me.
Mm.
It looks good.
Well, that's what matters.
So oh gosh, I have a feeling that you are going to end this with a lot of albums. Do I think you're going to have like a huge honking collection? No. But do I have a feeling you're going to end up buying more albums? Yes. Do I have a feeling I'm going to buy you more albums? Probably.
I feel like I was doing good resisting the urge after the first one, and then I won that second one. And just like, you know, looking at it and seeing all the stuff. So then I was like,
listen here.
I get the urge again.
You're going to have to. Let go of that urge. You're into K-pop, okay? There is no urge. You just gotta let loose. Happen. Yeah.
I think
I'm
it'll
not
be
saying just go on like a freaking album spree and buy up like.
No, I kind of like the way you do it, where you go in and see what they have, and if there's one that's like looks interesting and is the right price, then
yeah.
I get it.
Not just, oh, they have K-pop albums here. Let me buy every single one.
Yeah, that would be bad. Although, having a whole collection does sound nice, too. But
the one thing I don't understand, though, and even though I'm guilty of this, is buying the same album but the different version just because there's different concept photos in it. Like, I usually wouldn't be the one to do that because it's like you're buying the exact same thing,
yeah,
just different pictures. Are they good? Yes, but I'm not gonna waste my money on the exact same thing
right
twice. Even though I have version 1 and 2 of Mod 7 and both versions of NCT Resonance Part 1. Other than that, all my albums are just the first version. I like to pick the first one, usually, just because it makes sense to pick the first one. But I do have some that are like the second version or the third version, just because I like to pick out the concept that I like.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the concept is that I like just so happens to be the first one, so... Yeah. So I really didn't have anything else planned to talk about other than albums. I mean, I had a feeling we were going to get sidetracked. We did end up talking about Twice songs.
It always happens. It does. The sidetrack. It's good.
And
it's
I just remembered what else I wanted to talk about, and that was other Japanese songs. Because love Red Velvet's as well. You don't know theirs?
Don't think I know Red Velvet.
Oh my
songs.
Gosh.
I'm a terrible fan.
So, no, you're not. You're fine. My favorite Japanese song by Red Velvet is Sappy. The video is adorable. The song is an earworm. But it's amazing. Cookie Jar is oh so good. I can't think of any others at the moment. I know I've probably heard so many, but I literally cannot think. I've only heard like a handful of like boy group Japanese songs. I like Let Go by BTS. Very sad.
But I don't, it's
good. Stay Gold.
I do not connect with BTS's Japanese songs. Stay Gold was nice, but I never am like, I want to hear that. Like, I'm like, yeah. When I heard it, I was like, this is a really nice song. But I never want to put it on.
Hey Ya by GOT7. I love that song.
Okay.
It's like one of my favorites.
I did like ATEEZ's latest Japanese song.
Oh, what's it called? Oh, man.
I can't remember anything today. Dream...
Dream some dreamers? No. Dream?
Maybe?
I don't know.
Let me look it up.
But
I don't know any of their other Japanese songs.
I don't think they have any other Japanese songs.
Oh.
I don't think. I'm trying to think of Monsta X. Wish on the Same Sky. It's either Sky or Star. That's good.
I have to look it up on YouTube. Dreamers. Right. Dreamers.
Well, there's also
an NCT
song called Dreamers, too, I think.
First Japanese single.
Yeah.
Cool. I thought that one was really nice. And I think it did really well.
Yeah. I don't like Stray Kids' Japanese music. I don't put it there.
I remember theirs.
I really don't like BTS's. There. I said it.
They're just like
all the people that are Crystal Snow and Lego enthusiasts are gonna be like, oh, how dare you say such a thing?
That are what?
There are people who are like obsessed with Crystal Snow by BTS. It's like one of their most liked Japanese songs. It's like the people that are real into that song are gonna be like, oh, how dare you say such a thing? I'm sorry.
Oh.
I just don't. It's just not.
I don't think they're bad songs.
I'm sorry, Crystal Snow is just not that good.
Oh, okay. All right.
I heard
it here first.
I am not shaming.
Watch out. No one.
Anybody.
Don't contact Hybe labels.
Tell them. Please do not report me to Hybe. I have nothing. No. To all the people who love Crystal Snow, you do you, boo. Good for you. But it's just not.
Yeah,
I'm very vocal about my opinions on a song that I don't like, or if I do like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it is. If you don't like this podcast, goodbye. Nice knowing you.
Just turn it off. We don't care.
We really don't. I mean, this is
no, I just, I feel like BTS's Japanese songs are very, like, slow but happy.
I feel like every single, I could be wrong, but I feel like every single boy group, like, Japanese song is slow. I know, obviously, there are ones that aren't, but, like, that's what I feel like it always is.
It's always,
some slow song.
Like, bright but slow.
Or it's either really slow or it belongs in an anime intro.
Oh, yeah.
Really, like, intense. No, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but I don't like their Japanese songs. I mean, Stay Gold is good, and Let Go is good.
Yeah, they're fine. I just never am like, I want to listen to them.
Yeah, I don't put them on purposely. Yeah. If they come on shuffle, I'm like, okay, I won't skip. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like, ugh, I can't believe this song came on. Skip it. Get it away from me. Oh, man. Speaking of which, my dad finds it, like, hilarious when me and my mom skip a song, like, in the car or something. He's like, why do you put them on there if you're just going to skip them? Because, here's the thing, you got to be in the mood to listen to certain songs. And, like, yes, I am in love with all of these songs. Why else would they be on my playlist? But when you're in a mood for a slow song, you can't be having songs like Dionysus playing.
Right.
Or like God's Menu. You gotta have the chill vibes.
Yeah.
Or the slower ones, you know? Which I'm normally not. Not that I hate them, but I don't usually listen to slow songs.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I'm in the mood for a slow song, I'm gonna listen to it. But usually I'll skip it.
Right.
Unless I want to get in my feels. Then I will, but I just, I'm like, you gotta be in the mood for them. You can't go from a slow song to then.
Right, like a really in your face.
Like when, one time when me and my parents were out shopping, my mom had the Bluetooth on her playlist, and we go from listening to a Nelly song to like Paradise by BTS. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You can't go from having this like in your face rap music to like elevator music. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. So yeah, you can skip your songs. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody thinks you're weird because you skip your songs. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, Dad.
Dad, I know you're listening to this. Dad, it's not weird. Sorry. Oh, man. Okay, so we're going to kind of cut it because we didn't have a whole lot planned. We're just like, let's talk about albums.
Yeah.
Go from there. Obviously, we talked about albums. We talked about other things, too. But, I mean, this is also our first episode back since July. Give us a break.
Yeah, trying to get back into the swing of things.
I'm trying to think of what we can do next time. I don't know. I mean, last time we played a game.
We could play another game.
We could do, like, another save one, drop one.
Yeah. We did a little bit of Twice discography. We want to dip into that.
We could dip into another discography. I know we had ideas for like, if we ever do the podcast again, let's do this and this. And I know one of them was talk about biases, and we talked about biases a long time ago. So I think we can do them again.
Yeah.
As like a refresher. So yeah, you know what? That'll be next episode's topic. We'll talk about our biases.
And like why, who they are, why we love them.
Yeah. So
what they bring.
Make a list. I'll have to make a list because I know I have new ones. So.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
You do?
Yeah. I think I have to make some adjustments.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, all right.
So, yeah.
That'll be good.
Next episode, talk about biases, our groups. You can put favorite solo artists down if you want to. Heck, why not? So, yeah. Thanks for coming back and listening to us. It's been a while. I know. I'm sorry. We'll try to keep more consistent, but also we can't promise anything.
Yeah, who knows?
I have to go with the flow of things.
Yeah.
So deal with it. Okay. Also, if you're new, just go listen to the other episodes.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, we work hard on them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. At the end of each episode, my guest and I will give you our song of the day. And today, mine is Outsider by B2B and Leah's is Swipe by ITZY. Thank you so much for listening to us talk about what we love most, and let us know for the next time you want to talk K-pop. Bye!